Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yivamas Daf Ayin. Yivamas Daf Ayin. We left off at Ikka de Amri, right towards the bottom of the page, three lines up on the bottom of the page, just to quickly get our bearings. We had introduced the Machlekes for Rav and Shmuel in a case where an Arusa becomes pregnant. So do you have to assume, Rav said you have to assume the child's a mamzer. And Shmuel says, no, the Vavtsu is Vajashtug. It could be Savak mamzer, but it's not a mamzer. And Rav elaborated, so far we have version number one. In Rav's elaboration, the Machlekes, Rav explained that according to Rav, that was saying it's a mamzer, that's only where there is rumors that she's being promiscuous with others as well, not just with her aris, with others as well. And we say that since there's rumors that she's being promiscuous with others, we're concerned that maybe the baby, not matters, maybe, we assume the baby came from others. You don't have the chazak yet of Rav B'Yisachabal yet, according to Rav in this pshat. You don't have the chazak, and therefore, we would assume the baby is a mamzer. But if there's no rumors about anybody else, so all you have is that she has potentially strayed with her husband, the Vod would be kosher according to Rav. That's Rav's qualification. Rav brings a Rai from Mishnah. That's what comes up over here. Because in our Mishnah, we had the woman that was had relations with this Kayin, one off, and we said if she's pregnant from the Kayin, she can't eat Shuma, but if the child's born, she can eat Shuma. But why are we allowed to assume that the child is from the Kayin? Maybe the child is from some other promiscuous relationship that she had. She's asked to everyone. She's asked to the kain. She's asked to everyone. She's single. So maybe the child came from elsewhere. And the answer Rav suggests is because over there the case was where there's only rumors about her with the kain, and there's no rumors about anybody else. When there's no rumors about anybody else, you could assume the child came from the kain. And Kolshkin over here, where she's an aris and arusa, you could assume it came from her aris, from her husband. That is Rav's qualification. And Rav, based on our Mishnah, Rabbi Arga says, no, maybe I can tell you our case, Hachamai Skinan, serious Hachamai Skinan in our case, but in our Mishnah was where she was locked in jail with the kain, and therefore it could only be from him. But otherwise, maybe, even without rumors, it would be a problem. That was all version number one. Ikadami, a more lenient approach, is as follows. This is where we left off, three lines to the bottom of the page, Samatasa Beis. Ikadami, in a case where the Aris and the Arusa both admit that they have relations, and the child came from those relations, Kalamal Pigi, to Basri Didei Shadina. Of course, we say he's the father, the Aris, I should say, is the father, and therefore, the child is going to be kosher. So where's the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Arusa Shibra, and Arusa became pregnant. Rav Amar, Rav says, Havad Mamzer. Again, this is talking about a case where the Arusa is not admitting he had relations with his Arusa. So the Arusa is sitting there, he's not saying he had relations with his Arusa, and she's pregnant. Rav said, the Vaz Mamzer, Shmuel Amar Vashtuki. Rav said, the Vaz Mamzer, Shmuel said, the Vaz Ashtuki. Only with Arusa is silent, he's not agreeing that he had relations with Arusa. And even so, Rav qualifies as follows. Amar Rav, Mistavra Milsa Rav, the late Daimon Mine. The Mistavra, the Milsa of Rav is where there's no rumors of the Arus and the Arusa misbehaving, having relations prior to the Nisuin. V'day Malma. So there's no rumors about it, Arus and Arusa. And there's yes rumors about the felt. That's what Rav's saying. It's a Mamzer. And again, the Arusa is not giving us any indication that he was involved with his Arusa. However, Aval Daimon Mine, if the suspicions about her with the Arus himself, Tafam Ayinam Ralph, Afag Aval Daimon Alma, even if there's suspicions also about the felt, Basra Didei Shetinle, we say that Avad, the child, presumably came from the Arus, meaning we would apply the concept of Roy Bias Achar Baal and say that she became pregnant with the Bia from the Aris. According to this version, Rav's qualification, Rav is that the only time we say it's a Mamzer is if there's no rumors about her with the Aris. The Aris is denying that he had relations with her, and there is rumors about her with the Velt. Okay, that's what Rav says about the Mamzer. But if there's rumors about her with the Velt, but there's still rumors about her with the Aris as well, we assume the came from the Aris, and the child would not be a Mamzer. Amar Rav says, Mina Aminala, what's my source? Again, from our Mishnah, Titani, our Mishnah says, follows, Yolda Teichel, if the woman, the Bas Yisrael, who had relations with a Kayan, either he was Ma'anasir, Mefater, right, either he violated her against her will or persuaded her, and then she became pregnant, we said, once she gives birth, Yolda Teichel, we said in the Mishnah, while she's pregnant, she can't eat Shuma, but once she gives birth, she can eat Shuma because she has a child from a Kayan. Now, Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema, if the case is the Daimon Mine, where there's suspicions about her having relations with the Kayan. The Lay Daimon Alma, and there's no suspicions about her having relations with anyone else in the world. So Tzvich Lememer, the Teichel, is that a Chiddush? If it's clear as day does that this child came from her relations with the Kayan, obviously she keeps Shuma. Ella, the Lay Daimon Alma. Elamai, the case must be Elalav, the Daimon Amim Alma. The case must be where there are rumors about her with the Kayan, and there's also rumors about her with the rest of the Velt. And still we say, where she's also to the kain. She's a single woman. She can't have relations with the kain. She can't have relations with others either. She's not in the context. She's considered not in the context of relationship with any of them. yet we say we still attribute the child to the Kayan, we say it's a Kayan's child and the Shikri Juma. So Hacha, in our scenario of Rav Shmuel, to the Vel she's Aser, she's an Arisa, she's Mamash Ezish. But to the husband she's Mutter, it's an Aris. So when we say like Koshkem, when we certainly say that the child came from the Aris, and therefore it's Koshkem based on our Mishnah, then Rav would agree that if there's rumors about the Aris and about the Velt, you still attribute the child to the Aris, and we say the child is not a mamzer. Just on this lashon, we quoted this lashon yesterday, Hayasur Hayatera, to the Velt, but the Arusa was saying to the Velt she's Aser, to the husband she's Mutter. They didn't do Nisuin yet. She's not Mamish Mutter. So the first one discussed the Ritzvah, Bereshim, but he brings that La Dafka Lahai, when we say Lahai Hetera, it's not Mamish Mutter. They still Issa Dirabun until they actually tie the knot. They go into the Chuppah, they do Nisuin, maybe tie the knot would be Kedushin. Kedushin was done, but the point is, still Asa Midrabun, but the Raisa perhaps is Mutter. But Midrabun is still Asa, the Lashon Hetera is on the Raisa level, whereas Stamazai having relations with anyone in the Velt without any connection to them, that would be usher even on a derais level. But this is a derabanan because they didn't do nesuin. And Ramataka says in the beginning of Parak Ishus, in the beginning of Parak Tet, or Yud, of Hilchas Ishus, Ramam writes that midrabanan, one is subject to makas mardus if he has bia before he actually consummates the marriage with a proper chup, a proper nesuin. So there is, again, it's a derabanan, that's pshat at the Ritva, and the Ramam will learn, but the hetera, loshen hetera in our Gemara is, hayatera under the derais level is mutter, under the derabanan level is usher. However, there is a wild shita mikubetzis in Ksuvas Tavzayin. The shita mikubetzis, he quotes from the shita Yishana that the iser of an aris is taket deraisa. The iser of an aris to the arusa is deraisa, and he brings it. Why does it come up in Ksuvas Tavzayin? Because he brings it over there. We go through the lashon, different brachas that we have. Shavu brachas of chuppah. So the lashon of the brachas by chuppah is the hitir lanu as anesuus lanu ayde chuppah kedushin, right? I left out the main part. The asalanu as arusas. The arusas were aser. The hitilanu as anasuas lanu adichuv kedushin. So what? Bashas arusas is iser, and there's a heter adinasuin. There's a bracha. Sounds like the bracha is telling us that on a deraisa level there was an iser while then arusa, and there's a heter while then asu. According to Ritva and Rambam, the iser while there on arusa is only rabbinic, not iser deraisa. The mashmais of the bracha is that it's iser deraisa. So there is taka a shtikal right to the shita in Daf Zayin Iksuvus, that the Isser of an Arusa to the Aris is Deraisa. However, obviously, our Gemara is calling it Hayatera. So according to Rama, Mitzvah is very Gishmak. Hayatera means, are the rice levels Mutter and the Rabbanah levels Aser. But according to Shemini Gubetas, according to the Shiti Shadim, we have to know how we learn our Gemara, what's Lashon Hayatera, how we learned our Gemara, the Lashon of Hayatera. It's not Mutter, forget about it on the Rabbanah level, it's not even Mutter on a Deraisa level. Okay. You could say what he means is Hayatera. This is her future husband. This is going to be Mutter. So there's more of a reason to assume that they're the ones that had the relations. Not so much as Heter, that's Mamish Mutter Menadin. It's just this is the future husband. We're trying to figure out who she was impregnated by. It would make sense that she was impregnated by the one that's going to be Mutter. Maybe, perhaps. Okay.
So what was the Lashon Mashma that the Oraisa by Arusa is awesome?
And comes along Abai and just he argues on Rava's right for the Mishnah. Okay, Abai, Emelach, I'll tell you, where there's rumors about her with the Velt, even if there's clear rumors about her with the Aris as well, Rav would say it's a Mamzer, not like Rava's leniency in Rav. Rav would say it's a Mamzer, even when there's rumors about both her with the Aris and her with the Velt, we go to Chumra and say it's a Mamzer. Who told you the Mishnah is rumors about her with the Kayan and rumors about her with the Velt? There was no rumors Bechlal. When there's no rumors about her with the Kayan or with other people, that's when we know there was one, when our understanding is there was an act of a nanas or mafuta with the Kayan. There's no other general rumors about her being promiscuous with anybody, so over there we'll assume it's the Kayans. But maybe when there's rumors, we talk about wouldn't assume it's the Kayan. The same way when there's rumors about her with the Velt, even though she's Narusa, we're not going to assume the baby belongs to Aris. We'll assume it comes to the Velt and it's a Mamzer, and therefore a Rai for the mission don't have, and Abayi takes a more chametic approach in Rav. Lamaisa, what's the bottom line? Ritva says that even though we have Mechalikas, Rav and Shmuel, typically by Issa we pass like Rav, and therefore we should be more worried about the child being a Mamzer here. We have, over here we pass like Shmuel. It's connected to the Klal of Hilchasa Kirav Be'isr. So says the Ritva. Over here we have other Rishayim, other Tanayim, I should say, that back up Shmuel. We have Shikasav Shol. We have other Tanayim, but back up Shmuel, that we assume Lekula, that we assume the child is not a Mamzer, unless we know for sure, unless we know more with more certainty that it is. Well, it's a very, at the worst, it's a suffix Mamzer, but we don't call it a Vayda Mamzer, unless we know for sure it's a Mamzer. Now, the Ritva elaborates a couple scenarios. If the Aris claims that he never had relations with his arusa. So the halacha is he's not going to be nemah to pasul her, because again we're going with the kula and we assume like Shmuel at the very worst is a shtuki, but we're not going to assume that for sure it's usher, and therefore we're not going to pasul the arus. However, said the Ritva, the arus is nemah to pater the child, to asur the child, because we know there's a pasuk of yakir. The Torah gives the power to the father to recognize who's his bechor, who's not. And sometimes when the father recognizes a bechor who's not the oldest child, by definition, what does that do? That makes the oldest child a mamzer. If he says this child that came from my wife is not my bechor, the younger brother is the Bechar, then that means essentially saying the child's a mamzer. So the power of the father to say the child's a mamzer, interesting, says Ritva, he has that power, but he doesn't have the power to pasul her. If the Urus is quiet, as she claims it's from him, then for sure the Vlad and the mother are going to be kosher. And if she shesik and he shesik, if they're both shesik, then we say it's a suffik mamzer. That's all the Ritva brings Lamaisa. Okay, says more further. We said in the Mishnah that Eved pasuls al Zbiya, but if the Eved, an Eved that exists, can have a, will not be able to, a grandchild Eved, let's say she's married to a Kohen, and she has a child, and the child's son has relations with the Shifcha, and the Shifcha gives birth to an Eved, right? The Shifcha's status of the baby's going to be an Eved. And her son's out of the picture, and her husband's out of the picture, the grandmother. So she was still going to see Truma, but she has no more connection to Kuna, except for this grandson. The grandson Eved will not be able to eat Truma. Why? Because it's not going to be Yachas afterwards. How do we know this? By time, Amakra, Ha'ishavi Ladea, Tia, Ladea, the woman and her child, the Shifcha, and her children will be to the master, then I'm Mesiachas after the husband, Mesiachas after the Shifcha. By the same token, the opposite way, if she was a Bas Kayan who wants to go back to the Chuma of her father's house, she would be able to go back in that case, because we wouldn't say that the grandson Evan keeps her tied in, because the grandson Evan, again, is not Mesiachas after the grandmother. Mamzer, Paisim, Machel, we said in the Mishnah that the Mamzer, he passels the grandmother from eating chuma if she's a Bas Kayan and she wants to go back to her father's house, but she has this grandson that's left over from the marriage who's a mamzer. She cannot go back to her father's house. On the flip side, if she's the Yisraelis, the mamzer would entitle the grandmother to eat chuma. Tanaban. How do we know that the grandson, even though he's a mamzer, is enough to be considered, can keep her considered connected to this new bias that she's married to? Tanaban. Vizera Ainla, Ainli and Lazera. We only know that if she has children, that prevents her from going back to her father's house, because when she has children, she remains within the status of that marriage. Even if the husband's long gone, she remains in the status of the marriage. In the other, I only know that children do this. Zera Zamarin, I had no grandchildren do this. Tom Lemmer, Zera Ainla, Mikomakum, Zera Ainla, Mikomakum tells me that Mikomakum, as long as there's any children, side children, side grandchildren, she is going to be considered disqualified for going back to the Truma of Beis Aviyah. She's considered to be still be part of this marriage that she's in, that created these children. Ainla Zera Kusher. I only know Zera Kusher considers her, prevents her from going back to her father's house, considers her still stuck to the house she married into. Zera Pasul, by the way, I say stuck, could be a Malach, could be a Chazaron. If she's Israelis, she's able to eat Truma because of this. If she's a Baskayan, she's stuck, she can't go back to her father's house. Says the Gemara, I only know this by Zera Kusher. Zera Pasul Manayan. How do I know that this applies to Zera Pasul as well? Tam Lemma Vizera Ainla says Vizera Ainla Ayan Allah. We point out the drasha the other day. We quote the drasha. Vizera Ainla. There's no children in Ayan Allah. Do examination. Examine whether there's any offspring. If there's any offspring, even offspring of Isser, offspring that came via Isser, that are Pasul, still gonna keep her in this status of the marriage and not let her go back to Beis Aviyah. Says Gemara, 1 second. You just use the same pasuk twice. First, you said it comes to include grandchildren. Then you said it comes to include even a pasul. Vafikti lezera zara. You already used the pasuk of zera einla to tell me mekamaka and even grandchildren. Now you're using it to tell me einla. Says the Gemara, you're right. Zera zara late zikra. Grandchildren never really need a pasuk. Bnei banim. Why not? Because bnei banim are inkabanim. Famous idea. Bnei banim. Grandchildren are like children. And therefore, kiyat zikrah, there's a pasul. You don't really need a pasul for grandchildren. Grandchildren are like children. Therefore, if children keep her into this new bias and don't let her go back to Beis Aviyah, grandchildren also would do that. What's the pasul there? Ain't lot. Tell me, daft, it comes to include even a pasul grandchild. First, we discuss this idea of bnei banim and kibbutim. We have it in many places. This idea of bnei banim and kibbutim, how vite do we take it? Ramah brings that there is a chiyav of kibbut av, be'im, on grandparents. That's tam. Of course, it's a nice thing. You're supposed to mechaber all elders. And of course, there's another madrega that being mechaber one's parents would include being mechaber their parents. But the separately is taka b'nei banim g'erein k'banim. And therefore, there's a direct chiyuv to have kibbut av, be'im, to the grandparents as well. Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechonon. Come on. This idea that was saying that the child born from a so the Gemara just jumps into the question without breaking in the context. We had said that a child born, if she the woman has relations with a Eved or a Akam, the child is going to be a mamzer, right? That's the case. That's the context we're still talking about. This case of mamzer, we discussed the case of mamzer was, well, let's say she was a bas kohen married to Israel. What should I say? Pick one of the cases. She had a daughter. The daughter married an eved or an akam. The child, the born was a mamzer. Her husband's out of the picture, the grandmother. Her daughter's out of the picture. She died also. She could still eat truma, even though she was, again, if she's a bas kohen married to Israel, she could still eat truma. Or if she's a bas kohen married to Israel, she cannot go back to truma on account of this grandson mamzer. So we're taking for granted that the grandson's a mamzer and had to become a mamzer. He came mamzer via a relations between a bas Yisrael and an Evan Akam. Ask the Gemara, that's not a universal sheet. We point there when we learned in the Mishnah. Not everyone agrees to that, says the Gemara. It must be one Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a mamzer from Chayev Lavim. Says Gemara, no. Rabban the Mishkan, Rabban as well. By Evcham Eved Maidum, by Evcham Eved, even the Chama Maida, that by Evcham Eved, where Kedusha is not Teifas, they're Maida. They over there, the child is a mamzer. Tchi Asar Avdimi, Amar Bissar Avdimi, Amar Mishkan Rabbeinu. They say the name of Rebbe. Evcham Eved Baba Israel, have a mamzer. Again, we quoted this earlier in the Masechta. We came out that the Vaz Pogam, the Vaz not a mamzer. So we hold the Vaz Kashan on a mamzer. But there's certainly many Shitas outside of Rabbi Kiva who agree that an Eved for Akiva Baba Israel, the Vaz a mamzer. And our Mishnah is going with those other Shitas, not just Rabbi Kiva. Kain Gadol Pamshep Shepesel. We said in the end of the Mishnah that a chiddush is a Kain Gadol can pass his grandmother for me in Shuma. Kain Gadol. How? The grandmother was a Bas Yisrael. The grandmother was a Bas Kayin. I take it back, a Bas Kayin. She married a Yisrael. She was a Bas Kayin and married a Yisrael. She could no longer eat Shuma. They had a daughter. The daughter went and married a Kayin. The Kayin now gives birth to a child, whatever, fathers a child with this daughter. That child, which is the grandmother's grandson, can now is fit to be a Kayin Gadol. He's a grandson, because remember, her daughter, her son-in-law, is a Kayin, and therefore her grandson could be a Kayin Gadol. Yet, because she's a Bas Kayin, she was able to eat Truma in her father's house. Now that she got married to Israel, she couldn't eat Truma. And let's say her daughter is out of the picture, her husband's out of the picture. The only thing binding her to not be go back to her base of Via to eat Truma is this grandson, the Kayin. And she said, we spoke about the kind of the humble brag, where she says, you shouldn't have the same story as me when my grandson, the Kayin Gadol, prevents me from eating Truma. So there are now brings a brace that says very similar, Tana Baran, Harini Kaparas Ben Biti Kuza, I should be the Kapara of my daughter's son. The Kuza, Kuza means like the disgusting Kli, which is referring to a mamzer. That's the second last case in the Mishnah, where the mamzer is enabling her to eat truma because she was married to a kayan. She's a basso married to a kayan, but the fact that the mamzer exists enables her to keep eating truma. Her husband died, her daughter had died, but the fact that the mamzer exists enables her to eat truma. So she says, let me be a kapar for my grandson who's the low-level vessel, shemachleini b'truma, who makes me eat truma, ve'eini kaparas b'biti kada, and I shouldn't be the kapara of the son of my daughter, who's a kada, like a chasheva pitcher, chasheva vessel, meaning like a kain gadol. That's the case of the Mishnah, shepeslani min chuma, because that grandson kain gadol, ironically enough, possibly for chuma. We spoke and we pointed out already yesterday, this lachar is an idea, it's done for, we're creating a little bit of a drama. The Matthias is such, it's grandson around, she's part of the same marriage. We're creating the drama, lachar is more of a memory tool. So there's an irony that a kain gadol is causing his grandmother not to be able to eat chuma. She would be able to eat chuma, if not for the fact that she has a grandson's kain gadol, she sounds funny, the words, but in Lumdus, sorry, it's not such a major finish. The point is it's for us to remember the concept that as long as there's a child in that chain, in the family chain, that I'll keep her bound to that marriage, and she won't be able to go back to the Truma of Esavia. Hadron Lach Amana Mazda. We finish the 7th parak. We start the 8th parak, 15 blah, 8th parak. We continue on the topic of Truma. But this is a famous parak speaking about the first mission right away, jumps to the idea of an Aral, of Drushas, about the status of a person who did have Mila or has other physical blemishes with his Makam Mila. Let's see. Ha'aral v'chol tmeim layachu b'chuma. An Aral, a person who's uncircumcised. And anyone else who's tame, any kind who's tame, so a kind who's uncircumcised or he's tame, cannot eat chuma. Their wives and slaves still keep chuma. They still have that din of kinyan kaspit to kain. They keep chuma, but he himself, the aral, tame kinyan chuma. Sudaka, ukru shifta. Sudaka is if it was wounded or crushed. That's sudaka. The testicles, or krishifcha means it was severed, the member was severed. So these are psulim, they're not allowed to marry into the kal, we know. Sudaka, krishifcha, we have a kal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman. They can marry perhaps a gerim or zerim, but they can't marry a regular kal Hashem. Hain, vavdeim, there's a discussion about the gerim we had earlier. Hain, vavdeim, yechlu, they and their slaves can still eat truma. Even though they can't, right? They and their slaves can eat truma. However, unishayim, layechelu, but their wives cannot eat. Remember, the wives were not mutter to marry them in the first place. So the wives can't eat truma, whereas the eved and themselves, they could eat. Rashi points out this, the wife can't eat truma, is talking about if she had relations with the husband after he had the mum. Let's say she was happily married to this guy, and Nebuchadnezzar had a mum while they're married already. So long as she didn't engage in relations post the mum, then she could still eat truma as well. If the husband didn't have relations with the wife after he got the mum, then she could still continue to eat truma. It's only if he had relations post the psudaka, or if he married in the first place as a psudaka, then even though he's a kain, he can eat truma, and the eat truma, the wife cannot eat truma. The eiz psudaka, kashivcha, beitz mishnayim, psudaka is when the testicles are wounded, even if only one of them, the two are wounded. Kashivcha is that the member is severed. Kashivcha is a gid, and when the member was severed, the mishtayim ma'atara apilu chutasara, if from the Torah, the crown, there's even a hair breadth of the crown still remaining, kashir, even if the top was severed, if there's a hair breadth of the crown remaining, then he's kosher to marry into the cow, and the wife would be able to eat truma, and there wouldn't be an issue. Okay, now before we go further, we're talking about the name of the parak, and this parak is in Karyas, I believe. So the name of the parak is Ha'aral. The first case, the Mishnah is Ha'aral, a person that wasn't circumcised. And we're saying Kiyan Chumba. What type of Ha'aral are we talking about? So we jump into Rashi. Rashi says, first words of the parak, Kayin Shemesu Achav Machas Mila. A normal case, well, how do you have a Kayin who didn't get a Bris Mila? Why don't he get a Bris Mila? The case is because his brothers died from Mila. His brothers died from Mila. Lach is if two brothers die from Mila. Two brothers, three brothers that we had a couple of Vatigo. Machak is Rebbe Shemim Mila. If you need two for Chazakah, three for Chazakah, once a few brothers die from Mila, we stop doing the Mila. We say the family has an issue perhaps with the blood doesn't congeal, the blood doesn't clot properly, and they bleed out. It's very dangerous, so we don't do the Mila. Rashtun, that's our case. Bottom line is he's an Aral. He's an Aral, and therefore he can't eat Truma. Taisus was over here famous. Taisus brings the Rebbe Natam, and the other Rishonim bring this Rebbe Natam as well. Rashba, Ritva, Taisus, of course, I just said Taisus Chagiga, Taisus Zvachim, all quote the Rebbe Natam who says no. Mesa Achav Machmas Mila. If the person's older brother died Machmas Mila, he can't be called an Aral. The halacha says he doesn't do Bris Mila. How could you give him a status of Aral and the psul of Aral if halacha dictates that he can't do Mila? You can say a girl is an Aral. I mean, she doesn't have Aralis, obviously, but there's no din Mila on a girl. There's no din Mila on this guy. This fellow has no din Mila, and therefore he wouldn't get a status of an Aral. He certainly could eat Chuma. He certainly could eat Kachem, even though he didn't have Mila. That's according to Rebbe Natan. There's even a discussion whether he could do Avaida. That's not so clear. But according to Rebbe Natan, maybe he can even do Avaida because he's not considered an Aral. That is the Shita of Rebbe Natan, again, quoted by many Rishonim. Now, the Achrenim elaborate further that what's the crux of the Machlokes Rashi and Rebbe Natan. So Rebbe Natan explains to Rebbe Natan, very simple, that only when there's a chi of Mila that's going unfulfilled, does a person get a status, a stempel of being an Aral. If there's no chi of Mila here because of his physical, because of the danger, then he's not going to get a stamp as being an Aral. So that's why Rebbe Natan's over here, Rashi scenario, when it makes him Achrenim Machs Mila, would not be an Aral, only if for some reason he's a Ritva. The explanation that the Rebbe Natan brings, or the other Rishonim, Ritva, is that when he's afraid to do the Mila, stop afraid. Or, what if one brother died from Mila? Not multiple brothers. Then Allah is still mechuyev mila. Unfortunately, right? It's scary for him, but he's still mechuyev mila there. So if he does have a legitimate excuse, that's called an aral. Now I have a din of aral. But if he has a legitimate excuse, then it wouldn't be called an aral because it's not considered a chiyev. What's that a chiyev? If you don't have an unfulfilled chiyev, there wouldn't be shem aral. That's Rabbi Chanan's explanation. I love this every time. The Reish Zevach explains in Rashi, the Rashi goes the other way. The aral is a metzias. The foreskin having aralus is considered mayas. It gives the whatever pasul comes from being an aral, it comes from that physical, having that aralus, that's considered physically mayus, disgusting, the gabi terah mitzvahs, and therefore he's excluded from the truma, from the kachim, and all the rest. That's according to Rashi, as explained by the Sefer Reish Zevach. Okay, let's go further. Says the Gemara, Vatran, or Tanya. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Menayin Arosh in Echav Truma. How do we know Taka? What's the source? We just said a fact in the Mishnah. What's the source that Aral Kanani Truma? Says Mara, Nemar Teshuv Sacha Pesach. That's Lashav Teshuv and Sacha the guy of the mitzvah of Karpes. But Nemar Teshuv Sacha Betruma. That's Lashav Teshuv Sacha Betruma. Ma Teshuv Sacha Amar Pesach. Aral also by. Just like by Pesach, clearly it says Teshuv Sacha, and we know by Pesach it says Aral Lo Yechol by cannot partake in the Karpesach. So Af Teshuv Sacha Amar. So to Teshuv Sacha Amar. But the Abi Truma Aral also by the Arals be Azur in Truma. That is the drasha of Rabbi Yehoshua. The Bekiva Imer Ain It Zarech. I don't need this whole Gzir Shav of Teshuv Sacha here. By Truma, Teshuv Sacher over there by Pesach. Hari Omer, Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish. Whoever was a mitzvah or a zav should not eat from the kachim, which means the Truma. That's the pasuk by the Aral by Truma. And we say Ish Ish. The Reba is the Rabbis Aral. It comes to include Aral like someone's tummy. It comes to include Aral like someone's tummy. So he says, I don't need this whole gzir shava. Aral is included like tummy for the lashon of Ish Ish. And Teshuv jump into Teshuv. Teshuv says Ish Ish to Rabbis Aral. The second amount of Teshuv says if that's the case, so why would we need Let's go to the Umakamakab, second, third line of Taisus. It's the Mikhtav Arba Pesach. We just spoke out that the Torah says by Karam Pesach, an Arul's cannot eat, neither can a Tameh. If you're telling me Ish is Marba that an Arul is like a Tameh always, so then if Arul is always like a Tameh, so then by Karam Pesach, I don't need a separate drush, a black white Pesach. You're telling me that Arul can't eat Karam Pesach. Once we exclude Tameh, I should automatically exclude Arul as well. There's not just Taisus Gasha, the Rishayim also has this question. Taisus answers, maybe further. Some weird had to say behedya that an Arul is usher like a tummy. This that when Marba ish that we treat an Arul like a tummy, the Gabi Truma, is because elsewhere, like Pesach, so it's very funny, but all of a sudden Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar are getting much closer. Rabbi Lazar had a gzir shava, Teisha Sachar says by Pesach, Teisha Sachar says by Truma. And Rabbi Akiva now is saying ish is Marba that an Arul cannot eat Truma. But the fact that I'm able to be Marba ish is because I already have by Pesach somewhere that Arul is treated like a tummy, says Teisha's Mikom Makim. Sorry, Dilav Dixiv Pedya Meshumakim should Kitame Lehav Rabin Lem Ish Ish. I would not have included Mish Ish. The Arul is like a Tummy. That's the taste of the answer. The Ritva suggests that maybe we have a klal by Pesach Tumas Kachem in general Tumas Hutchim Betzibur, and we know by Pesach we spoke about the application of the Tzachim multiple times. That after we have enough of the Tzibur Tummy, you'll say Tumas Hutchim Betzibur. Maybe there'll be a din of Tumah of like Arul Hutchim Betzibur. Maybe I make that mistake, and therefore we need its own pasuk by Pesach to say no. Arul has its own Isser, and it would not have the inclusion of Arul Hutchim Betzibur. Perhaps okay, fine. So we have.
The only problem
with Taisus is that the Gemara says,
ain't like
Tzara. Right. Ain't like Tzara, smash, but it's not needed. Listen, Taisus is saying, b'shemakim. Taisus didn't say they had to be by Pesach. We needed somewhere for it to say. Meaning, Rabbi Lazar was learning Gzeir Shavah from Pesach to over here. Rabbi Kiva is not making Gzeir Shavah b'chlal. He's saying, Arul includes, Ishish includes Arul. How do I know that? Because in one place, we have Tameh like Arul. Ironically enough, it's the same place, namely Pesach. That's what makes the sheet is not so far apart. But again, it's not considered Mamish Sarach. Gzeir Shavah, certainly you still don't need, according to Rabbi Kiva. Amar Mar. Rabbi Lazar Amir, this Gzeir Shavah. Never Taisha Sachar by Pesach, never Taisha Sachar by Truma, says Taisha Sachar by Pesach, and it's Taisha Sachar by Truma. Ma Taisha Sachar by Pesach, which is chasm over these lines. Arul, also by the Arul is usher by Pesach. Just like a tummy is usher, and it says the word teisha v'sacher there. After teisha v'sacher, hamar b'truma are also by so to teisha v'sacher that says by truma the arrow is going to be usher in it. Mufna. Now, by the way, teisha v'sacher is text of avadim. You have the eved who's the eved who's eved for 6 years, eved ivri. You have the eved who's the eved for l'elam. That's the teisha v'sacher. So Mar now says mufna. This Gzeir Shavah must be mufna. The words must be extra. Teisha v'sacher must be extra. Dilav mufna, because if it's not mufna, ikla mufrach, because I could have asked on the Gzeir Shavah's followers. Malah Pesach, she chayim love, we should pigle on his tummy. Pesach is kachim. Kachim has pigle. That's if you have a mind to be makrovit, or eat the kachim on the wrong day. The night service left over past his time. The tummy, or his tummy. All three of these are chayiv karis. You have chayiv karis for Pesach, pigle on his tummy. Truma doesn't have any of this. So maybe Dafka Pesach is isser to a arul. How can you learn from there that by Truma this is to Arul, it's not nearly as chomer, therefore it must be the Gzeir Shavah's mufna, the words are extra. Once it's mufna, I can make Gzeir Shavah, even though there's a chomer by Pesach. Says Gemara, you're right. La'ai afnei mufna. Indeed, it is mufna. Hai mufna. What's mufna? Which word is free? Eat the Truma. If you're talking about the Gertesh of a Sacher, of Truma, he's saying it's extra. It's not extra. Mr. Tzvichi, we need it. The time of the Raisa, Teshav, Zekonik, and Eilam. Teshav is the Evid of Ridaus Kaina, Kinyan, Eilam. Right? Through drilling his ear after 6 years, he says, I want to stay with my master. He drilled his ear. Vavadi la'ilam. He's the Evid la'ilam, which means, of course, till Yevam. Sacher is that kind of kinship. Sacher is the Evid if he was Nikna for 6 years. Yaymer Teshav, Ayyamer Sacher. Tell me the idea of Teshav. And don't tell me Sachar. But Eimer, Kani Kani Eilam and Eichel. If you tell me that the Kani Kani Eilam, that the Gerv Teish, the Teish V'Sachar, can't eat Chuma. So if you tell me the Kani Kani Eilam, the Evid is Evid till Yevil can't eat Chuma, then I should know Kolshkein, that a Kani Kani Shanim is like Kolshkein, should not be able to eat Chuma. So why tell me both? It must be the Teishav is the Sachar, I should say, is extra. Says the Gemara. Ilu Kain, this is all the Bryce speaking. No, I need both. Why? Because if you would have just said, Teishav, not Sacher. Hey, Seimer, Teishav is that Kani Kani Shanim. I would have said Teishav is the 6 year Kenyan. Aval Kani Kani Eilam, but a Kenyan for Tzul Yevel would be able to teach Shuma. Eichel, he'd be able to teach Shuma. But Sacher, but not Teishav. So my double lush of Teishav and Sacher allows that Sacher is talking about 6 year Evid, which teaches me that Teishav must be referring to a Evid Eilam. And still, Shafi Pisha Kani Eilam, Kenyan Eilam, Eilam, even though he's Kani Kani Eilam, ain't Eichel, he cannot eat Shuma. So the Teishav v'sacher by Truma is certainly not extra. Ella, where is it extra? The Pesach Mufri. Teishav v'sacher by Pesach must be extra. Hi, Teishav v'sacher, the one of his Pesach, the din of Teishav v'sacher, the Torah says by Pesach that he cannot eat, he cannot partake in the carbon Pesach, Maini. Inei me Teishav v'sacher mamish. If it means literally Teisha V'Sachar, Shem Tavli Teisha V'Sachar, Iftlin Pesach, he's the Yid, he's the Eved Ivri. I said they can't Shuma. He's not enough of a Kenyan to be Shuma, right? But the Chayr, the Kar Pesach, the Chayr, he should be a full-fledged obligation to Pesach, for Kamelon, Gabi Shuma, Kleachon. Because he's a Teish V'Sachar, he's part of a Pesach, but we see the Legabe Truma, the Kohen does not eat, Alma Tapam Beis, Leikon Le Rabbe. Must be the Rabbe is not Kohen. If the Rabbe is Kohen, then him a Kinyan Gomer, that would be a reason why he'd be able to eat Truma, which is not the case. And that may be an exemption from Karm Pesach, because the Rabbe is a full Kinyan, so he no longer is Mechuyiv, let's say, somehow in all the mitzvahs. But the Rabbe clearly does have a Kinyan, that's why he cannot eat Truma, like in Eved Kanani can eat Truma. Every Eved Kanani can eat Truma. The flip side, he should still have the regular Chiyuv of Karm Pesach, so why can he not partake? So, over here too, the rabbi is not kind to him, and therefore he's chayiv to Karm Pesach. If he's chayiv to Karm Pesach, so what's the lashon of Teish V'Sachar there? And Lafnuya must be extra. Teish V'Sachar was there specifically for the purposes of making Zer Shava, but not to exempt him from being Karm Pesach, because Avada, he would have to eat Karm Pesach. So we have a mufna only on one side, as we next mark coming up, we have a mufna on one side that by Karm Pesach, the lashon of Teish V'Sachar is mufna, even though it's not mufna by Truma, but allows me to learn out that just like with Karm Pesach, we treat an Oral like a Tameh, and the Oral is excluded from Karm Pesach, so too, like Abbe Truma, an Oral is excluded from being Truma like a Tameh. Before we see the next question about it being only mufna from one side, is a basic stira that the Rishonim will deal with. Agamar, top words of the page of Enam Bey says, Alma Leikonele, Rabbe, that a master is not Kaina and Evet Ivri. The Gemara in Kedushin, on that Tezayan, the figures over there of Abdus, the Gemara says very clearly that an Evet and Evet Ivri is Gufay Kana to the master. Seems to be black and white. Steve Tais answers that it depends. Legabe gets Shechor, the Evet's Kaina, and it requires a get Shechor. But Legabe Abdu Zachen, the Evet, the master, is not Kaina. The question is, according to Tais over here, that master, like Agamar is saying, is not Kaina, then why can the master marry off an Evet Ivri to, just like his mitzvahs, I'm saying, if you're a Skar Besach, how can the master marry him off to a Shif Kananis? And regularly you still can't marry Shifkananis, only in Evet Ivri. If the rabbi is kind of Kinyan Aguf, which is the Lash of the Gemara over there in Kedushin, I understand that the rabbi can make him marry a Shifcha. But if the rabbi is not kind of Kinyan Aguf, how does the rabbi allow to make him marry a Shifcha? What's according to the Lash of the Gemara, even if he's trying to make the split between saying it's Kinyan, the gotta be Shifcha, but it's not really full Kinyan, so why can't he marry off to a Shifcha? So Rambam writes that the issue to marry a Shifcha is Dravanim. The issue to marry a Shifcha is only rabbinic, is not Daraisa. And therefore, this obligation to fulfill the master's needs supersedes Chiddush, the Isidra Banan, and the master could therefore marry him off. That's the Rambam. That's the Mahalik they bring based on Rambam. But the Mahalik of the most Rishonim is that we have to make a chiluk between a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Isser. That the master, the Mark Kedushin talk about Kinyan Isser. I mean, it makes sense of Fitz Kedushin where it connects it to Kedusha Isha, which is certainly a Kinyan Isser, not a Kinyan Mammon, right? So over there, Kedushin talk about Kinyan Isser. Over there, we're saying that the master has a Kinyan Gomer, Gufay Kun, Legabi Isser. And therefore, the master could marry him off, because that's an Isserdik idea. Over here, we're talking about Legabi Mammon. It's not a full fledged Kinyan Guf, the same he has on Evagrani. And therefore, we're saying over here, it's Legufay Kun, over there, it's Gufay Kun. That's the simple between the two cases. Okay, that's our react. Just another minute or two. Says the Gemara. I got the muf from Sarechadu. It's only muf from one side. Rishminu Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar himself holds that I'm a muf from Sarechad. Lemaid Mashivan. You could learn, but you can still ask kashas. And we know we already have a kasha. So what's going to be? Kivin Lugufilat Tzarech. Shadichat Alamed. Shadichat Amlamed. Havelik Zir Shav. Muf from Shaytzadam. Unbelievable. We have two words here. Teishav V'Sachar. We have two words. And both of them are saying extra by Pesach. Since I have two extra words by Pesach, I keep one by Pesach. I put one as if it says it by Truma, by Arsiga, and it's as if I have Mufna on both sides. I'm able to, take the word, throw it to the other place, and give you a Mufna on both sides. Chiddush in the powers of Mufna, Gzer, and Gzer Shavah. Okay. Says Gemara. E. If you have Gzer Shavah from both sides, maybe go the other way. Ma Pesach Ainu Asabai. Just like by Pesach and Ainu is Aser, Tid Karm Pesach. Av Truma Ainu Asabai. We should say that just like Pesach and Ainu is Aser, so to by Truma, the Ainin should be Aser and Truma. Once you have the Gzer Shavah, maybe say that the Isra Ninus should apply to Truma as well. It says, Amar Beis Mechanina, Amar Kra, Bechol Zar. Zar is Michael of Ninus. It says by Truma, Azar should need Truma. Zar is excluded, and Ainu is not excluded. Aim of Larelus. What's the big suggestion saying? Zaris Amar Tlach Larelus maybe comes to say, not Aral. Haksif Teish V'Sachar, Gemara says, no, you're right, but I have a Gzir Shava, I have Teish V'Sachar to come to your Arba, then the Arul cannot eat. Ask the Mar the obvious question, Gemara Reis, you're right, so you have a Miyat and a Ribay. You have the Gzir Shava telling me that there's a case, whether it's Einan or Arul, like Tummy that cannot eat Karm Pesach, and also cannot, should not be able to eat Truma, and then I have a Ribay saying that Zyrus can't eat Truma, somebody else can. So who told you to exclude Arelis and include Aninas? Maybe go opposite. Mistavra, Arelis, have them Ribay, Shekain, I really should be excluded because it's mechusa ma'isa. It's missing an act of mila u'ma'isa begufa, and it's a ma'isa on the body itself. V'anish karis, and the einish of not doing mila is karis. V'yesh lefei diber, and existed prior to matan teira u'mila secharav v'avadim akavis. And furthermore, the mila or not doing mila to his children is avadim, and his children, that prevents him from being karm pesach as well. So since we have all these chumras, the gabi arelus, it makes sense that that's the one that's being excluded from eating truma as well, as opposed to aninus. Adraba, aninus havele ribui, you should include aninus, shken yeshu b'chol shah. Aninus is relevant at all times, meaning mila is a one-time thing. Mila is a one-time thing, whereas and once you do mila once, it's done. Whereas aninus can constantly, as long as they're relatives, obviously, can constantly be relevant. Then I guess vanashim, it's not both by men and women. Maybe on the side, that's man. There's nothing he could do to fix himself. Mila again, same similar to the idea, one time thing. He could just fix it himself. He could fix himself. Mar says, you're right. Still, hachafishim. The chumras of arelus are much the list is longer, and the chumras of aninus. And therefore, we say that if we're going to exclude one, we'll exclude arelus from truma, and say that the inclusion of eating truma is going to be the einin. Rav Amar, well, you know what? I don't want to run through this, but it's late for shacharis. Pause over here, pick up your tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Have a wonderful day. I'll have to catch you tomorrow.